This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, Believe in Tennessee fans, we are back here, guys, for another week. We got a special guest today. He's on 99.1, the Sports Animal. He's talking about football, basketball, baseball, volleyball, softball. It doesn't matter. He's going to be there and know everything about it. He also does high school game of the week. We're here. He's my friend, good friend, great mentor in this broadcasting profession, Vince Farrar. How you doing, bro?
Too kind. Pleasure, Jay Graham. How we doing?
Man, just on the grind, man. We got a little spring break, but, man, we got a lot to talk about here, right? We got all these things coming up. You know, you got March Madness is right now. And I just wanted to ask you some questions. Like, I know Dalton Connect is our player of the year, but he's the SEC player of the year. What's your thoughts on that and kind of, you know, kind of the defensive player of the year we had, kind of how our team has gone this year so far in basketball?
We'll start with Connect. What a season, one that we haven't seen at Tennessee for an awful long time. And being the SEC player of the year, there's no doubt about it. He's probably going to finish second in the national player of the year voting to Zach Edey. I know some would debate that, but you know, Edey's been around for a while. He impacts the game defensively with his length and all that kind of fun stuff, the center of Purdue. But still, Dalton Connect to come from Northern Colorado and have this kind of explosive season, lead the SEC in scoring, really explode onto the scene. And he wanted to come to Tennessee for a couple of reasons. One, to get better defensively and help his game for the next level. Dream to play in the NBA, obviously. And the other thing is to be coached by Rick Barnes, who coached his favorite player growing up in Kevin Durant. And wow. Rick Barnes has compared Dalton Connect to Kevin Durant in terms of mindset and some skill set. Certainly not as long as KD and not as accomplished to this point, but it that was a huge draw for Dalton Connect that Rick Barnes coached and understood his favorite player. So what those guys do a lot separately is they watch tape of Kevin Durant for Rick Barnes to try to get concepts and mindsets and approaches through to Dalton Connect. And Connect has improved so much as a defensive player. Assistant coach Justin Gainey said the other day that he really knew that Connect was special the first day that Barnes laid into him and got on him in practice.
Yeah.
And Dalton Connect took it and said, hey, that's why I came here. I came here to be coached hard and get better. I want that. And so the next day he put up 40 points in practice. And that was his response. He's a humble kid that's confident in himself. He plays like he's confident. And the best thing is it's been a perfect match, Jay. This team was desperate for offense, and not just offense for points, but a guy that could create his own shot, a guy that could take over when they'd have those all too frequent stretches of 3, 4, 5, 6 minutes without being able to score in the last few years of Rick Barnes, when the defense has been amazing and they just would go through those scoring droughts. Dalton Kennett can help them through that. And he's the kind of guy that can carry you through an NCAA tournament, maybe even a conference tournament as well. Just a special player that has gotten so much better by being at Tennessee. And it really shows the power of that transfer portal when you use it right for the right reasons and you make the right decisions. Tennessee certainly made the right decision. He made the right decision as well. And if he wasn't willing to be coached, he probably wouldn't have gotten a lot of minutes, and we probably never would have seen anything close to this kind of Dalton Kennett season, who has now a possible lottery pick, and we'll see what happens in terms of his legacy based on, you know, what kind of run they have in the NCAA tournament. As far as the team overall, to your second question, Jay, Zakai Ziegler, only the third time that a player in the SEC has been a three-time Defensive Player of the Year. Ziegler is special. No idea why he wasn't on the Cousy Award watch list. Rick Barnes has wondered that. A lot of us have wondered that. But he's on plenty of other lists, all SEC first team, as he should be. So he's been terrific. And it took him a while during the season to finally get to 100% coming off of that knee injury last year. People forget they got to the Sweet 16, beat Duke, and that was without their heart and soul last year in Zakai Ziegler. And then another reason why this team is special and different and has a chance to break through the frustrations that fans really harp on for the NCAA tournament for Tennessee is Jonas Adu, another guy that has been recognized by the SEC, the coaches, AP. The fact that he has developed so much as a post player and gives them that threat on the inside. Obviously, he's a shot blocking presence. He's improved on his athleticism. He's bouncier and being able to jump back off the floor a second time and get those putbacks. So that those big three, when they are on, Jay, and it's not every game, but when they're all on, that's as good a trio as you will find in all of college basketball. It's helped them win games in different ways. And that's why Vols fans, even though the team isn't perfect, that's why Vols fans should be excited about the potential of this year being different and maybe getting to their first Final Four in program history or more.
One question for you, Vince. What's going to take? Are we the number one seed right now, and how do we keep that? Do we have to win the SEC tournament to keep that one number one seed? You know, I know we're vying with, you know, Houston, right? We got UConn a part of that. You got Purdue. Mm-hmm. You got Arizona. All these people trying to get this Final Four. North Carolina's kind of outside looking in a little bit, which they're a tough team right there now. They're probably one of the toughest teams to face. What's your thoughts on our chances of being number one seed?
Well, good question, Jay. And some of the teams you mentioned are locks as one seed. So Tennessee, yeah, they'll be on the same line if they get a one, but they're not necessarily competing against them. Houston, UConn, Purdue, they have ones locked up according to Lenardi and all the experts on that subject. What is still in doubt is that fourth one seed, which looks like it's going to be out west in Los Angeles. And Lenardi initially was helped by Arizona. Then Tennessee hopped into that spot going into the Kentucky game and has held on to it at the moment. But Lenardi says that now the closest competition for that last one seed is North Carolina, who, as you pointed out, playing great basketball right now. Here's the thing, and I did the side-by-side comparison on these teams. Tennessee has to hope for a Mississippi State win in the SEC tournament. They're playing right now as we're doing this podcast. So that would mean Tennessee would potentially, if they beat them, do two things. One, they would get revenge on a loss to Mississippi State earlier this year. And that would mean that Tennessee would have beaten every single team in the SEC this season. Mississippi State's the only team they have not beaten, and they have a chance to answer back to that. But the biggest thing is Mississippi State has a much better net ranking, which is what the committee uses in terms of comparing resumes, than LSU. LSU's net ranking is 91. Mississippi State is 39. So to get a quad one win, you've probably heard that term, quad one, quad two, on a neutral site, if you're in the top 50 in the net rankings, that's a quad one game. So if Tennessee was to beat Mississippi State, it would give them a quad one win. It would break a tie with North Carolina with seven quad one wins and tie them with Arizona with eight quad one wins total if they get that Mississippi State game. So if they lose to it, it's not as big of a deal because you're losing to a higher rated team, right? Mm-hmm. If they were to play LSU, that's quad two. You're not giving as much credit for those kind of wins. It's a lighter win. But on the flip side, if you lose that game, then that would go down as Tennessee's worst loss of the year. They have not lost to a team outside of the top 50 all season. That's something that North Carolina can't say. They've lost to two teams in quad two. Arizona has lost to three quad two teams and one quad three team. So that they have four bad losses. So that right now favors Tennessee in the resume that they don't have that bad loss. You want to avoid that with Mississippi State. So that would be a plus. Do they have to win the SEC tournament? I don't think so. Honestly, I think one would probably seal it for them because North Carolina in their game today plays a team in quad two, so they can't pick up an impressive win. And they may only get one or two impressive wins even if they win the ACC, whereas Tennessee could pick up three if they were to win it. I think Tennessee is in a good spot right now, but when you go one and done, especially, you know, if North Carolina gets some impressive wins, then you're sweating it a little bit on Sunday when the committee comes out.
You know, my question to you is, what's the best path? You know, maybe the basketball, you know, Coach Barnes may know, but, you know, is it always the number one seed, you know, because you got to go out west, or is it, you know, I don't know where it may be. Is it the southern bracket? You know, which bracket is, you know, for us, you know, which bracket is the best bracket in your opinion?
Well, Jay, normally there would be a regional site that would be geographically closer for Tennessee to where you could say, hey, that would be more of an advantage. You can get more fans there than if they do get the one seed out west, you're going to Los Angeles. So, but the other regionals are Detroit, Dallas, and Boston. So it's not like you can jump in the car and get there and have this big home court advantage. If you were to get sent to Dallas and Houston is the one seed in that South regional,
you're right.
Then they're going to have a fair amount of fans there.
Oh yeah.
So a lot of it just depends on how the bracket lays out. Jay, Tennessee's never been a one seed in the NCAA tournament. So that would be good bragging rights, something you could put on recruiting forms and sheets and everything like that and marketing tools. So that would be good for the program to get. And in theory, you should play a little bit easier teams. But then when you play, you know, an 8-9 winner, sometimes there's not a big difference between the 8 and the 9. You would play, you know, potentially a 4 or 5 could be a bigger difference and say a 3 seed, or it could be no difference whatsoever. Just depends on how those brackets play out. Anytime you're somewhere where geographically there's somebody else that's seated lower than you, but maybe they get a home court advantage, that could work against you. But this team has been really good on the road. I don't know if that home court would be a big deal if it doesn't work out for them. I just think it's a matter of matchups. Do they get the right matchups against the right teams? Do they see someone they've already seen before or beaten already this year? Or is somebody that they haven't seen that maybe isn't big or super physical, more finesse? I think some of those types of teams could work in Tennessee's favor. I wish I could give you an exact answer, but I think a lot of it just depends on how that bracket looks on Sunday. And Jay, you probably experienced this, and we all fill out brackets, right? Like, you have some teams in mind that you're like, oh man, I really like them. I'm probably going to pick them in the tournament. And then inevitably, like, all of them are in one region, right? And then you got a bunch of teams you have no faith in, and they're all bunched up there. So now you got to pick against someone you wanted to move far in your bracket. And then you have all these teams you don't like, and you're like, God, I got to pick one of these teams. So, you know, we'll see how it all plays out for Tennessee.
Well, I appreciate that, Vince. Now, you know, I'm going to talk about this because, you know, as a football coach, we got spring ball coming up, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So the Vols are getting ready for spring. You know, we got a lot of things to get accomplished. In your opinion, you know, what do you think is the key to our spring as far as our growth as a football team?
Well, there are plenty of things still to
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus Chews.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
To work out, Jay, I'll say this. We've been doing on Sports Talk, myself and John Wilkerson, who you were a great guest on that show in Knoxville on the Sports Animal, earlier this week. And we're doing sort of three-part spring preview. And our part this morning was looking at the newcomers. There are 29 newcomers between the transfer portal and the signing class. That's a lot of new faces.
That's right.
It's also the lay of the land in college athletics right now. That's the way it is in college football. Your rosters are going to turn over. So I think naturally your eyes go there with the new players. Now, six of those are summer enrolls, so we won't get to see them, but there's still plenty of newcomers that you'll get to see, some of which, Jay, as you know now, guys that are super early enrolls in January, they can practice with the team in the bowl practices, and they already did.
Yeah.
So Mike Matthews, the five-star wide receiver, he played in the Polynesian Bowl already, and Nico did it the year before, having already participated in bowl practices. So it is a cool thing in college athletics. So I think seeing the new guys is one thing you want to see. And then obviously, to me, it's the defense, specifically in the secondary. Probably going to have five new starters back there from where they were during much of the regular season. A couple of guys that started the bowl game once you had all those departures, the Jordan Thomas, Ricky Gibson III, those guys might start, but it's still for most of last year could very well be five brand new starters and could very well be reliant on that transfer portal to have some of your starters. So what does that look like? You always want to see what the quarterbacks look like, right? Because fans want to know. And there's only one other scholarship guy, and that's Jake Merklinger, who's a four-star who also played in that Polynesian Bowl, and he's from Savannah, Georgia. So how he looks will be interesting. He was at bowl practices also. And then the wide receiver position, Jay, as you know and you've talked about, they just weren't as explosive in the passing game last year. They didn't have those deep shots. They weren't able to get the mismatches off of motions and turn games around and just run away from teams with those big back-breaking plays. It was more of a grind last year. Some of it obviously was the quarterback. Some of it was the wide receivers. Maybe some of it was the protection. Probably a mix of all of those things. But there's no doubt that they need to be better at wide receiver. And there are a number of newcomers in that group. You got Brew McCoy back. So there's a number of guys, returning guys, and you have some of those newcomers. Is Chris Brazel, the Tulane transfer, going to be one that'll be your deep play guy? Is it five-star freshman Mike Matthews? Is it one of the returning guys making one of those Jalen Hyatt type of jumps, right? Cedric Tillman made one. Jalen Hyatt made one. I think Brew possibly can make one if he's fully healthy for the first time in a while. So that's what they need to help Nico. It can't just be Nico cures all by just being there. I think he'll help with, you've talked about his athleticism and his ability to make plays and really stress defenses with his legs, but you still need guys getting open and you still need that deep threat to affect how defenses are playing. And honestly, that's going to open things up for Nico, right? If they can threaten you over the top. So those would be a couple. There's more, but those would be a few I would point out and start with.
Okay, here's mine right here, Vince.
Okay.
Okay, the first thing right here I put, find out who we are. Okay? Okay. Find out who we are. Right, you got Nico on offense, okay? He's a special talent. And the one thing about this is I wrote down manage your strengths, right? He's going to be a strength, okay? But the thing is, what do the other 10 players allow him to do? You know, what do the receivers allow him to do? Right. You know, passing game is about, I can make all the throws, which he can, but the timing of things, right? You know, they got to be ultra talented, but you also got to have, which Coach Heupel's done a phenomenal job with this, alignment, spacing in the right place at the right time so that he can be, so Nico can be the best he can be. You know, there's this place that he can run, but can we all 11 players run? Who's the best 11 on the field? You know, I think they got to find that out this spring. So this is a very important spring as far as that's concerned. You talked about offensive line. How long can they protect him? Because if you got a great quarterback, you want to throw the ball down the field. Yeah. How long do we have? He's elusive. But that also affects the timing of running routes. So what's our base offense? What's our rhythm routes? What are things that we can throw that this is who we are? You know, first down, second down, this is who we are. Try and stop it if you can. And Heupel's always had that as a staple of his offense.
Well, look how much more reliant they were on the running game last year. Mm-hmm. And look, they had guys that could do the job. So that's part of the equation. If they can't run the ball as well this year, then they may have to alter who they are, to your point. If they can't protect, they may need to alter who they are. If they're much better on the offensive line, then that's going to add to what you can do. So I think that's kind of a moving target to your point, but you need to start to kind of figure out what you've got and then work on building off of that. I think it's a good point. And look, the tight end is going to be another element. The transfer from Notre Dame, Holden Stays, does he give them, or the talented Ethan Davis in a second year? Those guys bring a dimension of the offense in terms of a real big time tight end threat, maybe even down the field in addition to blocking that they haven't had. Then you alter some of what you do with that, finding out about your personnel and adjusting it. The tempo and the the routes, I don't think will overall, the concepts of the offense won't change, but you may change what your play calling is and what you kind of lean on. I agree with that.
You know, looking at defense, you know, I start thinking about all these little things and I'm like, well, we got a strong defensive line. The DBs mm-hmm. that played in the bowl game, right, against Iowa were like, every time they get on the field, the speed goes up. The speed, the talent level seems different to me, you know, in a good way. And, you know, I think that just gives Banks an opportunity to do more things up front, to, you know, fire zone, to do all kinds of things that he wants to do, because I think finally we have, you know, not saying, no knock against the guys that left, but we're more talented. That's what happens with a great program. As you go through, you get more talented. Now, obviously, we got to get experience. You know, the thing that we, as a coach, I always think about this, you know, the things, your weakness, when you talk about managing your weakness, you hope it's not size, speed, or the things that you can't change.
Right.
You know, the things that they need is reps. I think reps can help cure that. And what we do offensively and going against each other in the spring can really help these DBs get better as far as getting out of position, doing the little things that you have to do right in order to have success. So, you know, I think it's going to be a lot of competition in the spring, which is great, you know, for the Vols going forward. And, you know, the sky's the limit for these guys. So I think manage your strengths, you know, manage your weaknesses and identify who we are. I think if they come out of the spring doing these things in their base offense, defense, special teams, I think we're going to have a better team.
Well, and Jay, part of that is one new assistant coach on both sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. And having two new assistant coaches is the most they've had in any one season under Josh Heupel. Now, it's not the turnstile that some coaches around college athletics are dealing with. They have roster turnover all the time. But it's still them, the players learning them and them learning the players, and then working with their respective coordinators to all learn how it all meshes together. And even last year, to your point of figuring out your strengths and playing to your strengths, that was an adjustment for Tim Banks last year versus the year before. Why? Because they could pressure the quarterback and get the quarterback on the ground with sacks from James Pierce Jr. and others better than they could the year before. So Tim Banks didn't have to dial up blitzes all the time. They mm-hmm. could get home with their front four more frequently. Now, you want to do it more, and developing a second pass rusher is important, and still having that push inside to break things down in the face of the quarterback. Those are all things. Getting Keenan Peely on the field to communicate and get guys in the right spot. Those are all things that they could potentially use to get better, but it is a year-to-year adjustment based on what you've got. And I think with them being younger in the secondary, I do think you'll be not only more athletic and fast, but you might be a little bit taller too, especially mm-hmm. if like a Jordan Matthews really develops in his second year. They've been recruiting DBs that are pretty much all 6 feet or taller, you know, couple 5'11s in there, but I think that's another thing that will help them to be faster, but not give up on a bunch of size and have guys try to mismatch them. But yes, it should be a different look all the way around on that defense this year, other than the strength of their team, which is that front four, the defensive line. They got a lot of guys back. And and then it's just a matter of a blend of trying to find those edge rushers to go with those stalwarts that are occupying the rest of the line.
Well, we are excited about this, and believe in Tennessee fans, we will be back, and we appreciate having you, Vince. As always, you know, very informative and keeping us sharp and on the right track. We got to have you back here all the time, but excited for what you're doing and looking forward to March Madness. But you know me, I'm looking forward to that spring ball. You know, we're going to have some old guys on here. We're going to talk about our old spring ball stories when we used to not want to practice, you know. But this is going to be, a fun spring. So appreciate having you. Believe in Tennessee fans. We'll be back here. Get on, subscribe. You got any questions, just hit us up on Twitter. Now, we're going to give you some answers now. You know, you might not like the answers, but we'll give you answers, and we appreciate you guys being a part and listening. So,
rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, ofoxaconazole, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease. Plus, it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
At KPMG, our people make the difference. It's not just something we say, it's what we do. Combining the power of people and technology, we uncover brighter insights, innovate bolder solutions, and create better data-driven outcomes. KPMG, make the difference.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.